Right now, we are talking hockey. And hyped to do that as well. We are joined by a defenseman for the Washington Capitals. It's going to take me a minute to run this down. He's a Stanley Cup winner. He is a World Junior Championship gold medalist. He is a two-time All-Star. He leads NHL defensemen in points and assists. Fourth in goals, tied for third among all players with 41 assists. He reached the 50-point mark in his 40th game of the season. Only five defensemen, including my guest, have reached the 50-point mark in 40 games or fewer since 1979. 80. Washington's got the best record in the NHL. They're at home against New Jersey tomorrow. John Carlson is my guest. John, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, John, before we talk about the season, happy birthday. What are you doing? How are you going to celebrate that birthday? Is it something that you're going to go big with, or do you try to ignore it and just keep moving in season?
No, I try to just get through the day. Big 30 today, so in this day and age in sport, not too great to be old, but I'll go back with the family that practiced this morning, so just try to relax and get ready for the game tomorrow.
That sounds like a good plan. John Carlson is my guest. So the team right now has got the best record in the NHL at this point. Obviously, you've been a part of some really, really good teams. What is it? And there's still work to be done, but what is it about this team that makes it special?
Yeah, I think we just got a lot of different kind of players. I think obviously we're deep, as are a lot of other teams, but just the different kind of talents that we have, the physicality element, speed, skill, all that sort of thing. I think there's a lot of game breakers on this team, and a lot of different type of players that make it hard to game plan against us.
We're talking Washington Capitals hockey. John Carlson's my guest. You know, John, there are a bunch of moments I could talk to you about from this season so far, but if we were to go back to Sunday against San Jose, when the team came back from two goals down in the final minute to tie that game and then win it in OT, what's going through your head when San Jose scored with 1 minute left to make it 4-2, and then when the team scored twice in the next 60 seconds?
Yeah, I think that the human element of it is, I was on the ice when they scored the empty netter, so they changed us, put a new line on, and we're probably not feeling, the guys that just got off the ice that got scored on probably aren't too pleased with themselves or feeling too great about our chances of winning that game, but those other guys weren't going to get in the moment. Battling it out, I think they probably feel a lot different than we do, and they pop one in really quickly after that. Then when you have 45 to a minute left, I think anyone has a good feeling that the potential to score is definitely there, and it was crazy to pull it off and win in overtime. But I didn't think it was that crazy to the point where some of these stats that I've heard about that comeback.
John Carlson joining us. You know, you're going to the All-Star game again this year. Again, you're not in this for personal honors, but the fact that you are going back, what's that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. I think, growing up, you see the All-Star game and, you kind of try to place yourself there as a kid and all that sort of thing. And there's been times where I feel like maybe I've had the season to get the nod and haven't. So I think it's special to me. It'll be fun for the family and a good reward for a good start to the season.
I mean, John, it seems like you're taking this all in stride, but as I ran down your stats at the top of the interview, I mean, they are pretty ridiculous. You are currently on pace for 99 points this season. Only five defensemen in league history have ever had more than 100 points in a season. Again, it's not about you, but what's your reaction when you hear that? Because not only are you having a great season, you're having a historic season, one of the greatest ever for a defenseman. What's it like to be in the middle of that?
Yeah, I just try to ride the wave, really. I think scoring definitely up and all that. The end of the season gets a little bit tighter, I know, from experience. Just try to ride that momentum, personally. I think it shows in how the team's doing as well and how many goals we're scoring. It's not like I've changed too much. I think I've tried to get better at everything, but I don't think I went to the drawing board this summer or anything and tried to change the way I play. I think I'm just maximizing my opportunities right now and look to continue to do that.
Talking Capitals hockey, John Carlson is joining us. John, your teammates talk about how calm you are on the ice. Braden Holtby says you're so relaxed on the ice, it's almost like you aren't doing anything at all. Obviously, you're doing a lot, but how are you able to remain so calm and so relaxed? What's the key to that?
I think it's my personality. I think I'm a laid-back guy, and maybe that translates in some instances to what Braden's talking about. I think sometimes it can be a detriment to myself as well. So just trying to find the balance, to play with poise and try to see the game pretty well. I think that's, my nose for the game is one of my assets that I try to use. But, just being aware all the time, I think is key against, the game keeps getting faster and guys are bigger and stronger and all that. So, for me mentally, that's the big one nowadays that separates a lot of players, from good to great. And that's what I'm trying to be.
That's the key, right? You're looking for that separation. How do you separate the good to great and the great to some of the best? And then you've got the intangibles. Before I let you go, let me ask you this. Like, when Brooks Orpik retired and Matt Niskanen moved on to Philadelphia, you took over the mantle of alternate captain. Again, guys around you would say that you've been a leader all along, but things can change when you get that letter put on your jersey. How have you gone about being a leader this season? Did you change up in any way, or are you just doing what you've always done?
I think I've tried to be a lot more aware of maybe what I say, whether it's, in the media or whether it's in meetings or just idle chat with teammates. I think I've always tried to help people, but maybe just a hair more, trying to dig my teeth into a little bit more of that kind of older guy mentor role. And just try to lead by example as well. I think that's the biggest thing nowadays is when guys see you come to work and do your thing, and just kind of how I look at the game. That's what I want people to be able to read from me to learn from. And it's definitely more responsibility that I like, and I'm having fun with it.
Finally, your head coach, Todd Reirden, you and he go way back. You've got a relationship that's longstanding with him. He talks about how back in the day, some of your teammates would bring their kids into the locker room and sharing the experience, and you would say, someday that's going to be me. Now you've got a couple of sons. How much fun are you having as a father, and what's that mean to you, and to share that with them?
Yeah, that was always, a cool moment for a young guy. I think I came into the league when I was about 20 or so, and seeing all these older guys that would bring their kids in and they would get to skate and hang out with us and, throw us tape before we went on the ice. I thought those were such cool things, and you kind of put yourself in those moments that maybe if my dad ever played in the NHL, that would be pretty sweet to be able to experience those things inside of a professional locker room. And now that I got my boys, I think it's I try to bring that tradition to them and trying to teach them to skate. They're still a little young for a lot of things, but it's been fun, and I think my sons love it so far anyways, and I hope that they choose hockey one day.
He is the Norris Trophy favorite, a Hart Trophy candidate. The Capitals have got the best record in the NHL. They're at home against New Jersey tomorrow. John Carlson, my guest. John, great to have you on the show. Appreciate that jungle debut by you, and really nice to talk hockey with you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Have a great day. John, thank you. He's having an amazing year. An amazing year.